Carpenter and Rothman's Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another furnace breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day furnace installation.
All right, time to hit a Buckeye Bulletin. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Talk to Jeremy Birmingham. He covers all things recruiting for Letterman Row. Berm, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Thanks so much for hopping on. I know you got a lot going on in the last 48 hours here, but I want to start with a question about Mark Pantoni, because fans always hear his name, but I don't know if a lot of people really know exactly what he does on the daily. You're around this stuff a lot, Berm. Kind of break down here, if you can, just what he brings to the table for Ryan Day and Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, Mark's sort of the glue guy for all things Ohio State in the last handful of years, and his title, director of player personnel, I think that's, you know, jazzed up a little bit for college, but he's essentially the general manager of Ohio State from a personnel standpoint. He's a guy that Ryan Day trusts to really take the lead on evaluating and finding talent around the country, and that's because Urban Meyer allowed Mark to do that. And you know, there's a handful of guys that consistently get mentioned as the most important people in the Buckeyes program. Mick Marotti being one, of course, Brian Voltini, Ryan Stamper, and Mark Pantoni. Those guys are all just sort of the glue that keeps the machine running smooth.
Jeremy Birmingham of Letterman Row hanging out with us right here on Carpenter and Rothman. Berm, Clark Phillips, he was in Utah over the weekend. He's going to announce here in about 7 minutes. What's your vibe on him, Ohio State or Utah? What are you thinking?
Yeah, at this point, the expectation is that he is going to sign with the Utes and leave the Buckeyes searching for another defensive back in the class of 2020. The explanation is still sort of up in the air. This is a direct result of the Jeff Hafley departure, but there are some who are kind of wondering, like, if maybe that visit to Utah was set up a little bit too quickly after Hafley's announcement started to trickle out on Friday night. Phillips was in Utah by, you know, very early Saturday morning. So, you know, you wonder if it was maybe something that was going to happen anyway. The Hafley departure is a explanation being given. It's something that you can understand. The kid, you know, got very close to Coach Hafley and felt that was going to be the guy coaching him. And when things change. And you know, Clark is the lone attrition from that coaching change, mm-hmm. and certainly hurts Ohio State. He's the highest ranked defensive back in the class, the highest ranked defensive prospect in general in the class. So, you know, for a group that is a top five class nationally, it is very offense heavy, and certainly losing Phillips is a damaging blow to the Buckeyes, but something tells me Ohio State will be okay. They generally always are.
Berm, we know that Ryan Day, he had help from Urban last year and last year's class, but as you look at this year's class, how impressive is it really in his first time around his full recruiting cycle that he was able to land a top three class in the country?
Well, I mean, the thing with Ryan is that he's just so very normal. And I think that really translates well when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to identifying how to best approach recruits and their families. And he makes himself very approachable. And I don't think that that's a stretch for him. And people find that he's very just natural and easy to talk to. And I know the guys on the current team feel that way, so I assume that recruits and their families feel the same way. But for someone who is a first-year head coach, 40 years old, who's really, you know, spent 3 years in college after a handful of years in the NFL, it's hard to find a flaw to this point in what Ryan Day is doing and how he's doing it, and certainly the success on the recruiting trail is expected. I mean, Ohio State sells itself in a lot of ways, but you have to know that the guy in charge is competent and capable of leading your group of men, and certainly families feel confident that Ryan can do that.
Jeremy Birmingham from Letterman Row joining us here talking all things recruiting for Ohio State. Jeremy, is there a guy in this 2020 class that you could possibly see making his way onto the field, not just special teams, but potentially contributing on offense or defense next year?
I know that Thayer Munford's decision regarding the NFL is going to certainly impact this statement, but there's something about Paris Johnson, the five-star offensive tackle from Cincinnati, where I just think he's going to end up starting next year. And I know that's crazy for an offensive lineman, especially a tackle. But he's just that next-level guy. So to me, he's one of them. The other one that I really thought was destined to be playing a lot and early was Clark Phillips. So if he ends up at Utah, then that will be scratched. But Lathan Ransom, the safety from Arizona, who's a top five player at his position, is pretty much the prototype that you're looking for to replace Jordan Fuller. You could see him really pushing Josh Proctor for playing time back there next year. And then that wide receiver group with Julian Fleming, G. Scott, Jackson Smith, and Jigben Mookie-Cooper, they're going to be difficult to keep off the field. And obviously you have Olave back and Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams, and then you have some unknowns with Jalen Gill and Jalen Harris. So you just kind of wait to see how those guys matriculate in, but they're all enrolling early. They're all going to be very difficult to keep off the field because they are a super talented group of wide receivers.
He's Jeremy Birmingham, recruiting analyst covering Ohio State for Letterman Row. You can go follow him on Twitter at Berm, B-I-R-M. Berm, thanks so much for hopping on, man.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it. So there you go. That would be something. The Clark Phillips thing, that would stink. Obviously, if he goes to Utah, big hole there, really good player. But like he said, Ohio State more times than not tries to figure it out.
Yeah, Berm's full of a pool of knowledge, yeah. Really. So, and I think the most surprising thing that you hear there, is Paris Johnson,
yep.
Coming in and starting as a true freshman, possible left tackle,
yeah.
Protecting Justin Fields' blindside. Like, that's a big ask.
Absolutely.
We knew that this kid coming in was going to be a stud, and you hear it right there that he could possibly start next year for Ohio State. That's got to be good to hear if you're a Buckeye fan driving around.